Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line is the MEC. A very, very good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning to you, to all the listeners. Hoping that you can hear me.
Yeah, very, very clear line. Thank you. So, obviously, there's an immense amount of frustration with the state of the roads in Gauteng, the potholes, the general state of the situation. Can you give us an overview from your perspective of how you think it looks?
Well, let me also just thank you for giving me this very important opportunity. The reality of the matter, beyond any doubt, and there's no denialism about it, is the fact is prior to COVID-19, we obviously had a backlog of road maintenance and particularly potholes.
Right.
But well, with the lockdown when it started in March in 2020, you'll remember that almost economic activity was grounded. That meant adding yet another layer of backlog in road maintenance, making the situation worse. Recently in 2021, at the beginning of the year, heavy rains almost in this province running for a month or so. So all that has just made some of our roads very unbearable and hazardous for the road users, be the motorists and even non-motorized transport road users.
Right.
Exposed basically to difficult conditions, because when some people are trying to duck the potholes, they can plunge into passerbys, into pedestrians. The reality of the matter is that across the province, we are having challenges, and we're not in denial about that. We're not defensive. We're not playing games, passing the park. All what we're doing is that this weekend, we are launching a very important program to just do the hard work, to work nothing but work, so that we can protect the people of our province against risks on the road. They have to defend themselves against COVID-19, and then difficult road conditions as well. That just makes it difficult for the residents of Gauteng. And that is why we believe working and overworking, extraordinary measures, no business as usual, rolling up our sleeves every Saturday, Sunday, because we also don't want to inconvenience motorists when they drive. We just add another layer of frustration if we work, particularly during the week, during peak hours. So that's why for this program, we want to do it during weekends when most people are at home, and the few that will be on the road, we will give them enough notice. Also appealing to them to really support us. It's in their interest that we do this. The inconveniences on the road, we're really appealing to them to acknowledge that it's going to definitely inconvenience them if we have to do this work, but we're minimizing that by doing it during the weekend. So we're appealing for their support and cooperation.
So I think that is a very important factor, that you are not being defensive around it. Because when you come onto a show like this and you say, well, you know what, it is a mess, it isn't great, and we haven't kept up, and the roads aren't in the condition that we would hope them to be, but we are now going to do whatever we can to fix them, I think that's a very, very different story. I think South Africans for many years have been frustrated by the fact that we were living, or we were perceived to be living, in this dual reality. So people would be seeing what was going on, but there wasn't an acknowledgement of it. And I think that your approach is highly commendable, that you're saying we're not defending this. It is a mess, and we are going to try and sort it out as quickly as possible. I would suggest further, and I've noticed that even with Eskom, when there's a planned shutdown because of infrastructure upgrade or maintenance, people are much, much, much more comfortable about that, because they were told about it, and they know that it's being done in order to improve the infrastructure, rather than just because a failure of that infrastructure. So I think that is a, that I think that's important. One of our listeners saying, please could you ask your guest if it isn't possible to at least put orange cones in the meantime on the major potholes? I think that's a good point, because I certainly, when I'm driving around, you have to keep a very close eye. I can't even imagine what cyclists or motorcyclists deal with when they're driving or when they're riding, because they're in real danger. Is it possible to put up some notice until they fixed where these potholes are?
We thank you for positive feedback. We get strengthened in our work by positive feedback. Where we're not doing well, we must be held accountable. We have taken oath of office for that. So I'm grateful for your positive feedback, and this is what we need for our country. We are the economic hub of this country. The economy of this country rests on the shoulders of Gauteng province. That is a fact. And the road network is the backbone of the economy. People move, goods move on the road, people are going to work, people are going to meetings, people are traveling internationally, tourists. So if you can imagine, if we do not, you know, just understand that we can't work the way we used to work. Mm. We can't do things the way we've been doing them. It has not worked. It's not working. It may not work in future. So we have to change. The other thing that we have to do is to make sure that the quality of the work that we are doing on the road is also good, because we do have business people that are doing their work, but like any bag of potatoes, we've got business people that are crooks, that are just trying to make money. They're doing dodgy work. You fix a pothole today, tomorrow that pothole is in the same condition. Quality of work, the time it takes to fix pothole, our responsiveness to the people. So this weekend, the Premier, myself, the Executive Mayor, the MMC, we are launching this program in the city of Joburg. As I'm speaking to you now, last night we were in Mohali City planning for this type of a program. Next week we are in Mfuleni, where we are spending 152 million. We will be going to Ekurhuleni, the city of Tshwane. We will be going to Merafong and the Randworth local municipality. So the point I'm trying to make, this is a province-wide program. We understand the response from the people, from media houses. So we are really encouraged. And we will have to really up our game. We'll have to work efficiently, right, work effectively, and not the way we have not. I mean, let me just say this to you. You know, we must work faster than the rate at which backlogs are accumulating, because potholes are an occurrence, daily occurrence, rain, small things. So we will have to also be equal to the task.
Right,
because we are running an important economy. Otherwise, this economy will collapse because of the road network. So we have to work. Nothing work, but work better as well.
How long do you think it'll take before Gauteng road users will see an improvement?
You know, because also the difficulty we have with the municipalities is a baseline of data. How many potholes exactly are we dealing with? I mean, if you look at media reports on the city of Joburg, you get numbers that changes almost now and then.
Yeah,
you hear 48,000 potholes, you hear 80,000, you hear 100,000. Same, even when I was in Mohali City last night, we were discussing how many potholes do we have. So the point I'm making is for me to set a target of a date about when will we finish, I think it will not, because the baseline data is just not correct. But what I have made a public commitment to is in 6 months, there must be a big difference. And in 6 months, you can call me back to the show and say, let me see, how many have you done? Because it's easy to calculate how many we have done, but I can assure you how many we have is still a very fluid data. But the long and short of it is, 6 months, the people of Gauteng must have a different conversation. We can see what's happening on the ground. It's no longer the same. There's work being done, because we want to run this program every weekend.
Absolutely.
While normal maintenance go on during the week.
Right.
So really, in 6 months' time, we must have different conversations from the people that Gauteng roads are no longer the same as what they are currently. That I'm willing to come back to give an account.
Okay, we definitely will. We'll definitely hold you to that. One of our listeners asking, what about private pothole repairs? Is that, there used to be a crowd, I think, that did it. I'm not sure if that's still an option.
We are going to look at how to work with communities. We're going to be consulting with the University of Pretoria. They've got a school there. With SANRAL, we just looked at how to work better on the road. So the issue of community, remember, private sector, community initiatives, they must all meet the standard. They must meet the quality. So we want to make sure that even where we mobilize communities to come and support, volunteer 1 hour like the Nelson Mandela program, we still do so and do good quality. So we will need partnerships. On our own, we can't do this task. And I think we need our people to come out and we just work, even if grass cutting, painting here, you know, even if it's just to cheer people who are working. So all I'm saying to you is, we need as much support as possible.
And I think that is absolutely right. Again, I applaud the approach. Let's hope that it starts to yield some benefits. MEC for Roads in Gauteng, thank you for taking the time to speak to us. It is Jacob Mamabola, Gauteng MEC for Public Transport and Roads Infrastructure.